You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
What's good, Brooklyn? It's your girl, Queen T. You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here with my better half, D Stacks, aka Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. And me and D Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but because you could win free stuff. We have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. Now, today is actually our Valentine's Day giveaway. So shout out to all those that's listening. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is the day of our Valentine's Day giveaway. Now, for those of you who normally tune in and listen, you know that we have been given 3 code words over the past 3 shows. And basically today, at the end of the show, you will have to call in with all 3 code words in order to win. The first caller will be crowned the winner. So you have to listen to the show. We're going to do this at the end of the show. We're going to give out the phone number and you call in for your chance to win. Use a really, really dope prize, and it's on behalf of the Joneses. Now, if you have missed last week's episodes, you can go on Mixcloud to hear it. That's where you'll be able to hear all of our previous episodes on Mixcloud. Today is February 14th, and this is our 14th show. So you will be able to find 1 through 13 on Mixcloud. We had a great show last week. We received so much feedback. Oh, my gosh. Even on Mixcloud, how many people tuned in listening to the previous show? Last week, we had 2 special guests, Nate Nitty and V-Mac, straight out of Brooklyn, which was so dope. The interview was crazy. Them dudes are straight up talented. We appreciate you, Nate Nitty and V-Mac, for coming through. That episode, by far, has been the most played, replayed episode so far for the Joneses. It's really a good episode. Them dudes are really, really talented. If you missed last week, like I said, go on Mixcloud and check it out. These dudes are really dope. It was a good interview. They get good vibes. They were so humble, and we appreciate that interview. Now, this week, since it's Valentine's Day, we're gonna give you some advice on relationships and stuff like that. So don't forget, if you want to donate to Radio Free Brooklyn or even sponsor Kicking It with the Joneses, you can on our website. Like I said, this is like an independent radio show. So if you could help us out, if you want to see the Joneses for season 5, sponsor us. Like, come on. Give us some funds or something. And you could do that at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
The topic we're going to be talking about, like Queen T says, relationships, which is the way in which two people behave toward and deal with each other in a romantic or sexual manner. Love is the most profound emotion known to human beings. There are many kinds of love, but most people seek it expression in a romantic relationship with a compatible partner. You know, for some, romantic relationships are the most meaningful element in their lives, providing a source of deep fulfillment. The ability to have a healthy, loving relationship is not maintained. A great deal of evidence suggests that the ability to form a stable relationship begins in the earliest stages. In a child's earliest experiences with a caregiver who constantly meets the infant needs for food, care, protection, stimulation, and social contact. These relationships are not destiny, but they appear to establish patterns of relating to each other. Failed relationships happen for many reasons, and the failure of a relationship is often a source of great emotional grief. For most of us, have to work constantly to master the skill necessary to make it flourish.
I agree with these stacks. It definitely starts in childhood. A lot of times you see where they say, oh, a female may be she don't really trust her mate or whatever, have issues with that, and she's not confident with herself. And a lot of times, a lot of specialists and stuff, they result that to the childhood and how their relationship was with their father. If they come from an abandoned home, then of course they're gonna feel like you're gonna abandon them. So a lot of times they like to attach on to you, or just their relationship patterns, it's from that, from their childhood. So I definitely agree with D-Stacks with that. So it's important that for those of you who have kids, to love your kids and show your kids how they should be treated in a relationship. So I'm going to get into 4 rules for surviving dating, how to find lasting love. Rule number 1, if you breathe the words "the one" in the first couple of months, odds are you're headed for trouble. Don't even let yourself think this way. You need to relax and keep your expectation as realistic as possible, knowing full well how hard that is to do. Now, this rule is like so true. If you got a guy and he already saying like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna marry you," no, pump the brakes, because that's just like too weird. I actually know a situation like that, and with my friend, and I'm like, "All right, the homeboy is tripping." And guess what? It didn't last. Rule number 2. Don't jump into bed too quickly. For those of you who aren't waiting for marriage to, you know, to consummate the relationship, don't, you know, wait a few, after several dates before you do that, because this way you'll find out how emotionally compatible you are before you let your hormones take over. So it's very important to get to know the person that you are in a relationship with. Don't just jump into bed with them as the first month or so. That's not cool. Rule number 3, your friends and family should not meet the person you're dating until a solid month of dating, and dating with no red flags. If you've been dating a few weeks but have noticed some areas of concern, take an extra month to get to know your new love interest better, so that you can figure out if he or she will truly make the grade. This rule is so important, because you don't want to go around introducing this new person to your family or whatever, and then next week it don't even work out. So you definitely need to wait a few. And then family members, they definitely can influence your relationship. So, and they can influence your feelings and everything like that. So it's important that you establish how you really feel with this person before you take them around people and getting people all in your head, because that could really mess you up or whatever. Rule number 4, use what mental health professionals call self-talk, or what everyone else call matrix, to keep your eyes on the bigger picture when the bargaining intimacy makes you anxious. Tell yourself little things, you know, to smooth yourself, such as focus on whether you like him, not whether he likes you, or if it's meant to be, she'll call, he'll call. If not, I have more energy to look for someone else. So you just gotta talk to yourself, kind of prep yourself, and, you know, like, keep that going. Don't be so anxious for a man. That ain't cute. So no, relationships aren't easy for anyone. And the uncertainty of falling for someone is hard for everyone to manage. But slowing down and giving yourself time, you know, to interview the person, get to know them, your interest and will, you know, is the best insurance policy you could do. Invest in yourself and take your time. Like, you deserve to really know if it's real love or not. So don't rush things. That's my greatest advice to anyone out there trying to be in a relationship. Don't rush things. Really get to know them, especially because people are crazy out here. So many people killing their girlfriends or beating on their girlfriends. Like, you have to know who you dealing with before you just jump in. Oh, you so lovey-dovey with them. So make sure that you really take these rules into consideration. Now, we're going to take a quick break and go into 2 songs really quickly, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about relationships. So stay tuned.
yeah. I hope you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine. Yeah. I love it, don't make you. Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
Please don't make me wait.
Okay, we back live. Two songs we played was Silk, Meet in My Bedroom, and Silk Freak Me. Before we went to break, we was talking about the four rules for surviving dating and how to find lasting love. So now I'm going to give y'all some steps to take before starting a new relationship. Understand yourself sexually and emotionally. If you have not done the work of understanding yourself emotionally and sexually, you would enter romantic relationships from emotional dependent place. You may have the unrealistic hope that someone else will know how to understand you and make you happy, which cannot be true all the time. Even when yourself may not directly communicate into your partners and about your emotions and your sexual side is important. Hoping others will guess who you are emotionally and what you need sexually is a fantasy. Make a conscious effort to become aware of your ongoing emotional reactions to the people and events in your life. Observe and label your emotional reactions. Reflect on your feelings and talk with people about how you feel or what you are noticing about yourself without expecting them to put you back together. Believe what people show and say about themselves. It is common when you are attracted to someone, you want to recognize their poor behavior. If someone treats you with disrespect or chronically lets you down, take this as whom he or she is not the person. If a man says he's not looking for anything serious or needs a lot of space, let him go. The person is not the same. The person is not in the same place you are and may not want the same things you want. Believe what people communicate about themselves. If they're acting immature or disrespectfully or saying things that hurt you, move on. It's not your job to show someone a better way. It is your job to work on growing as a person. Avoid sexual machine. Sexual machine is a cycle of working to achieve emotional intimacy with sex. If you are hoping that a sexual relationship will eventually lead to a more emotional, intimate, or committed relationship, season assist. Research shows relationships that start with sexual contact because you become emotionally dependent. So you shouldn't become emotionally dependent through sexual. If you don't love the person, then
true. I agree with D-Stacks. I definitely like that part about if they're not into you, then you should just let them go. That's true. A lot of signs that we don't want to face because so badly we want to be in a relationship. But I have two other steps. I think you should separate yourself emotionally from your parents. Nobody wants a mama boy. Like, seriously, nobody got time for that. And this is not an easy task, and many think they have done so when in reality they have not. As an adult, if you continue to allow your parents to meet all your emotional needs, then, you know, some of that energy, it comes into your romantic attachments. As much as possible, little by little, work to be independent off your parents. This does not mean you can't enjoy their company, spend time with them, and share what you wish with them about your life. It does mean work to become comfortable making your own decisions. Like, allow yourself to make the distinction between your parents' relationship and then your real grown-up relationship. Nobody wants to baby a grown man. Like, nobody wants to be nobody mama. If I'm your girlfriend, I ain't trying to be your mama. Like, so you definitely have to separate the two because nobody likes a mama boy. Well, I don't like a mama boy. Number five, I think you should always put yourself in new situations. In order to find the right partner, one must work alone on self-improvement. Like, I just need to do more for a while. In my experience, when women say this, they put themselves, you know, in exile. When they feel sad and out of touch, you know, they're like, all right, I just need to do me. I need to work on myself. But at the end of the day, this is something that you should be doing constantly. You always should be working on yourself. You should always try to improve yourself. There's more to life than just a relationship. There's more to life than just a man. You should always have hobbies and just to, you know, advance yourself in life. Like, there's more to life than a relationship. I know a lot of people today, especially a lot of single women, are feeling sad and everything because it's Valentine's Day and they may not have a Valentine's. It's not that serious. At the end of the day, go to Duane Reade, go to Rite Aid, get your own self a box of candy, buy your own self some flowers, put it in a vase, cook your dinner and play your music and then do you. You don't need anybody to make you happy. You have to learn to make yourself happy first. But for those of us that are in relationships, I'm going to talk about what makes a healthy relationship. So you definitely have to speak up. In a healthy relationship, if something is bothering you, it's best to talk about it instead of holding it in. You must respect each other. I say this all the time in my household. You must show respect. If there's no respect, then there's nothing. Your partner's wishes and feelings have values, and so do yours. Let your significant other know you are making an effort to keep their ideas in mind. Mutual respect is essential in maintaining a healthy relationship. Compromise. Disagreements are a natural part of healthy relationships, but it's important that you find a way to compromise. If you disagree on something, try to solve conflict in a fair and rational way. Agree to disagree. That's my main thing I say. Let's just agree to disagree and just leave it alone. You must be supportive. Like, you have to have that support. If your mate is not supporting nothing you do, they're obviously not that into you, and they really don't care about the things that you care about. You must have that support system, and it's always great to have your loved one as your number one cheerleader. Like, who don't want that? I feel like everybody should want that support, and that's so important. We must respect each other's privacy. Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you have to share everything and constantly be together. Healthy relationships require space. So what are some ways we can communicate better with our partner? You know, we can make small talk. Don't just ask about small, insignificant experience. Share them with each other. Listen carefully. It's so important to listen. Ask questions and don't assume that you know the answers. Talk about yourself, but don't take up all the air. Once you become aware of some of the hidden shared moments you're having with your partner, see if you can find ways to increase your daily amount of insignificant experiences with each other. It's important that all these steps that I named, I just named six. I hope y'all was listening. It's so important to a healthy relationship, especially the respect. Respect is the main thing. You always have to do a compromise. You can't always have it your way. And listening is just that important, because sometimes you feel like, oh, they nagging. You keep saying the same old thing, whatever. But at the end of the day, you won't have to nag if you get it together. If you listen on the first go round, you won't hear that nagging. No shade.
All right, now we're going into our up-and-coming artist, underground artist segment, where we play a song by underground artists that showcase their talents. If you or anyone you know who is an up-and-coming artist and they trying to get their music out, just hit us up and we will play it on our show. You can email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Again, it's thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. And the two songs we're going to play is by Drew Yates called Love Jones and by Drew Yates called Selfie.
Yeah, I'm gonna speak to y'all real quick, man, from the heart on some love shit. I wasn't one to believe that it's a thing called love at first sight, but I think for the first time I experienced that shit. It's crazy. Only bad part about it is I don't think she experienced it at the same time that I did, so I was in love with her, but she wasn't in love with me. It's all good. I guess that's how it happens. At least I can say I felt it though, right?
I know what I want. You're the one I need. When you're not around me, it gets hard to breathe. Like, oh, oh, I think I got a love, Jones. Won't you marry me? I know what I want. You're the one I need. When you're not around me, it gets hard to breathe. Like, oh, I think I gotta love Jones. Won't you marry me?
Yeah, okay. Is that what they call it? Drunk in love, far from my alcoholic. But whatever you call it, I'm down with. And I can't even lie. Maybe you be on my mind with a
smile so special and a body petite. Yeah, don't get it twisted, she out of your league. And I'm out of my mind, cause I only got eyes for her. Yeah, if looks could kill, then her to die for. I'm glad it's not death, cause I ain't trying to die yet. You leaving me a be a hard pill to digest. I'm like, fuck it, I could swallow my pride. If I could see that look in your eyes, that's priceless. Hoping to end in the nightcap, trying to get you up and in out of that nightgown. Stop tripping, girl, tonight's for us. And don't get this love, Jones, confused with lust.
I know what I want.
Only if looks could tell it all. Can't wait to get you all alone to break you off. Girl, it's something serious about your walk. It's a mean one. Now that's something I put the ring on. And usually I never go off first impressions, but in this case, I'm thinking I popped a question. Like, wait, am I ready for it? All these feelings, girl, inside that I just can't ignore. And every single thing about you, baby, I adore. And even your flaws look flawless. Sweatpants, hair tied, chillin', she gorgeous. I mean, she running through my mind all day. Can't sleep, she be keeping me awake. Whenever she leave, I much rather she stay. And whenever she around, it brighten up the day. Yeah, this is far from your ordinary love song. That's why I think I'm calling this a love jump.
I know what I want. You're the one I need. When you're not around me,
anybody that's ever been in love,
like,
will be in love.
I think I gotta love Jones. Won't you marry me? I know what I want. You're the one I need. When you're not around me,
it gets hard to breathe. Like,
I think I gotta love Jones. Won't you marry me?
She wake up in the morning, it's a selfie. Even when she had a job, it's a selfie. Yeah, she looking sexy in a selfie. Yeah, she get her hair and nails done. That's what I love about her. Wake up in the morning, it's a selfie. Even when she had a job, it's a selfie. Yeah, she looking sexy in a selfie. Yeah, she get her hair and nails done. That's what I love about
you. Selfish with them selfies. Damn, your body be looking healthy. The more I think about, I can't help this. Yeah, really, I just think you fly. With your fine ass, skin tone and that round ass. Even in the dark, she glow. She ain't gotta strike no pose. Picture that, her stilettos black, but that frame fit. If looks could kill, then you dangerous. With a smile, all the other ladies kill for. Huh, yeah, and I think those pictures never do you no justice. She fine if you seen her in public. With a scent that be smelling so lovely. She a 10 on the scale, no question. Then hit the gym 4 times a week. Great face with a nice physique. She take a whole lot of classy pics. Never refer to herself as a bad bitch. But I'm telling y'all, she a bad bitch. You should ask yourself, have you seen her? If you did, then you would believe her. Shorty something like a diva.
When she wake up in the morning, it's a selfie. Even when she had a job, it's a selfie. Yeah, she looking sexy in a selfie. Yeah, she get her hair and nails done. That's what I love about her. Wake up in the morning, it's a selfie. Even when she had a job, it's a selfie. Yeah, she looking sexy in a selfie. Yeah, she get her hair and nails done. That's what I love about her. That's what I love about her. Seen that girl on Facebook, I don't know nothing about her.
She be reeling in like 1,000 likes like it ain't nothing. Plus she got so many followers on Instagram. Niggas be commenting on her pictures, swearing they got them bands. But she never replies back, and that I can understand. Yeah, she have all the girls getting jealous. How she keep on taking them selfies? She find that girl can't help it. No.
She wake up in the morning, it's a selfie. Whoa, whoa. She at a job, it's a selfie.
Hey.
She looking sexy in a selfie.
So sexy.
Yeah. She get her hair and nails done. Whoa. That's what I love about her. Wake up in the morning, it's a selfie.
Whoa, whoa.
When she at a job, it's a selfie.
She,
she looking sexy in a selfie.
So sexy.
Yeah. She get her hair and nails done. That's what I love about her.
All right, and we back live. You tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. We just played Drew Yates, Love Jones, and Selfie. This is the second time we playing Drew Yates songs on our show because he is really dope. He's from Texas, Austin, Texas. Shout out to you, Drew Yates. Thank you for submitting your music, and thank you for letting us play it again on our show. We appreciate you. Now, if you want your music played on Kicking It With The Joneses, Radio Free Brooklyn, hit us up on our Facebook page or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you're from and whether or not if you are signed to a label. Like our page or you won't get played. That's the rule here at Kicking It With The Joneses. Straight like that. Also, check out our Instagram. We just put up an Instagram page and it's pretty dope. Pretty dope, pretty dope. Check out our Instagrams. These stacks, tell them.
All right, yeah. All right, we back. So now we're going to talk about creating boundaries, which is a good way to keep your relationship healthy and secure by setting boundaries together. Y'all can both have a deeper understanding of the type of relationship that you and your partner want. Boundaries are not meant to make you feel trapped or like you are walking on eggshells. You know, creating boundaries is not a sign of concealment or distrust. It is an expression of what makes you feel comfortable and what you would like or would not like to happen within a relationship. Remember, healthy boundaries shouldn't restrict your ability to go out with friends without your partner, participating in activities and hobbies you like, not have to share your passwords to your email, social media accounts, or your phone. Respect each other's individual likes and needs. So, ladies, I'm going to give you 12 clues that your partner wants to end your relationship. You are no longer a priority. They are a million miles away. Your partner is talking in weird circles. They slowly pulling back. They don't ask about your day. There is a persistent feeling of dread. No more hot dates. When you do date, it's a group thing. There are precisely no future tripping. They super argumentative, they defensive, and they ghosting. They don't answer your calls or they text you back a couple hours later.
Next day later.
Yeah.
Next week later.
3 days, you know.
If they text you next day or 3 days later, don't respond to that text. You should move on by then. That's my
thing.
They said
they couldn't text you because their phone was dead.
And phone ain't dead for 3 days. I think that's OD. But I agree with the creating boundaries. It's funny because, you know, I like my Ratchet Mondays. And I was watching Love and Hip Hop last night. And the guy on the show, DJ somebody. I can't forget.
DJ Drewski.
Yes, DJ Drewski. So on the show, he had bought his girl a brand new car, right? And he's like, oh, she's like, this is for me. She was so happy. And he's like, only on one condition, you have to change your number. And she threw water right in his face because she's like, I'm not changing my number. You should trust me enough. And she was not with it. She felt that was very disrespectful. I honestly think that was kind of disrespectful. Like, there's no way you should be putting boundaries to the gifts that you're giving your girl. You like, oh, you got to change your number in order for you to get this gift. I thought that was kind of whack because I'm pretty sure he ain't changed his numbers in years. He got girls hitting him up, but he want her to, you know, so he could keep her in the box. That's not cool. But These 12 things that you told us, how guys not into you, I think these are pretty dope. It's so true, especially about the ghosting one. If they disappearing, they acting like they a musician and they doing a disappearing act, nah, they ain't into you like that. And then another thing that you did say, D-Sex, was in relation to knowing passwords and email and stuff like that. I agree with that. If you don't feel secure in your relationship unless you get your partner's password to their Facebook, Instagram, whatever, you shouldn't be in that relationship. That's just mad dumb. Like, it's just so stupid. Like, if I'm really got to search through emails, look through text messages, it ain't worth it. Ain't nobody inspect a gadget. Ain't nobody got time for that. If I'm wasting my time trying to catch you slip up, then if I have a feeling that you ain't you doing you, then just let it go. But I have 12 rules for better breakups. So, number one, take full responsibility for initiating the breakup. This is mainly for these fellas out here because y'all be doing some of these girls dirty. So, yeah, take full responsibility for initiating breakup. Do it only face-to-face. Like, at the end of the day, if you spend time with this person and they, like, invested in you, like, time-wise or whatever, you definitely should do it face-to-face. Because through a text, that's cowardly. Be a man. If you man enough to break up with her, be man enough to sit her down and really explain what's the deal. Act with dignity. Don't be all setting them up like, oh, yeah, I'm going to break up with you, girl, and have your sister around the corner waiting to jump her or something. That ain't cool. Either be honest, tell the truth why you breaking up with the person, you not feeling it no more, you over it. Just be truthful. I think honesty is the best policy. Avoid, you know, that phrase, "it's not you, it's me." Like, come on now, nobody want to hear that. Avoid a point by point, you know, discussion where you're going back to back, like, all right, this was it wrong, this was that, da 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 da. I think before, if you come with a list to the table of why you breaking up with them, I think that's corny. Because at the end of the day, before you even created that list, once you had number one down on that list, you should have been man enough or even woman enough to sit them down that first instance and tell them, like, this is the problem. Instead of really creating a list and then you're going to bring it to the table. I think that's whack. Number seven, make it a clean break. Like, it's bad to burn bridges because you never know who you will need. We see Jim Jones and Jay-Z, the whole Rock Nation signing thing. That's an example right there. Like, it's good that they was able to come to whatever business term or whatever. But this could have been, it could have went left because he could have said no. Like, I don't want you here because of what they, all that beefing that they did do. So it's not good to burn bridges. Make it a clean break. Number eight, communicate on ongoing appreciation of the good times you shared. Don't protest a partner's decision. Don't beg them to stay with you. Once they made that decision, they don't want to be with you, then let them be, because you're going to look real desperate and crazy. I know you might be hurt or whatever, but let them go, because at the end of the day, my main thing I feel like was meant to be will be. Number 10, don't try to blot out the pain you're feeling either. Like, have your pain, but don't put it on display for them to see. Go home, tell your friends, call your mama, do that. But don't put it out there for that. And then resist thinking you lost your one true soulmate. At the end of the day, if it's meant to be, it will be. Don't feel like it's the end of the world, because there's so much other things you can invest your time in until you actually find that person. You really should pray that you find the right one, because obviously if that person left, then he wasn't the right one or she wasn't the right one. You have to pray that you find somebody that's truly for you. You have to ask for that. Like, Lord, please send that person that's just for me to me. give me a sign or whatever the case may be, and there you go. You will probably find your true, true soulmate that won't break your little heart. So we about to go to another break, and we getting closer to that Valentine's Day giveaway. So stay tuned. We almost at the end of the show, so stay tuned because we're going to give out that number when we come back from break. We're going to go to break. We're going to play two songs for you really quickly, throwbacks for all of the oldie but goodies type of people out there.
Some of that sweet perfume, it sure smells good on you. Slide on your lipstick and let all your hair down. 'Cause baby, when you get through, I'm gonna show you. Tonight will be a special night, no matter where. I just wanna let you know, you got me changing my mind. On your nightgown, step in our bedroom. First, I wanna take some time. I just wanna look at you, girl. You are so fine. I can't believe my eyes, and all that I wanna do.
Sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. There's nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you.
All right, and we are back. We just played the throwback, Oldie But Goodie, Johnny Gill, My, and Freddie Jackson, You Are My Liddy. That's real old, my parents old type music. But all right, so get ready. We are about to do our Valentine's Day giveaway. Call it now. The number is 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. Call it now with them three call words to be our Valentine women. We got our first caller. You're live on air. Who's calling? Up, it's still ringing. You're live on air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hello, I hear you.
This is Miss Dawkins.
Hi, Miss Dawkins. How are you?
This is Miss Dawkins.
Hi, Miss Dawkins.
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from, Miss Dawkins?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house. What part of Brooklyn? You got to turn us down in the back, Miss Dawkins.
Okay. I'm going to turn you down. Hello.
Yes,
can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for being our first caller. What is those cold words, Ms. Dawkins?
It's unconditional love and Cupid.
Hey, and you got all three cold words. Shout out to you. Thank you for calling. We're going to keep you on this line so that we can get your information. How often do you listen to Kicking It with the Joneses?
Hey,
we still have callers calling in. People, Ms. Dawkins have won. She won the Valentine's giveaway. Stop calling because it's a wrap. Shout out to you, Ms. Dawkins. We're going to get your information at the end of the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Shout out to Ms. Dawkins for calling in from Brooklyn. She won the Valentine's Day giveaway. Shout out to you for calling in. Shout out to those who tried to call in. You was a little bit slow because she got in right away. So shout out to you, Ms. Dawkins. We're going to get your information at the end of the show. We're going to call you, hit you up, get your information so we can send you that giveaway. This is real, guys. We have our Thanksgiving giveaway where we gave away a free ham. We had our Christmas giveaway where we had two winners from Brooklyn. We gave away these portable speakers. That was really, really dope. And now we have our Valentine's Day giveaway. We will reveal the gift next show. Remember to tune in to Kicking It with the Joneses. We air live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on Instagram. Also, like we say, if you are an upcoming artist and you want to get your play, you can email us at kickingitwiththejoneses@gmail.com. Also, to everyone listening, we appreciate you and we wish you guys a very, very happy Valentine's Day. If you don't have a Valentine, it's okay because me and these stacks, we are Valentine. Shout out to y'all. And we hope that we kept you company if you was lonely today. And like I said, you got to love yourself first. So it's not all about relationships. So we about to rock out to the end of the show. We appreciate y'all for keep listening, keep tuning in. We have made it again on the top 10 list for Radio Free Brooklyn. Shout out to y'all, especially our show page visit. Thank you guys for visiting our page, listening, visiting the Mixcloud. Like I said, last week with VMAC and Nate Nitty, we had so many plays, which is really dope. We appreciate you all. We wish you a happy, happy Valentine's Day. Stay safe, Brooklyn, straight from the Joneses. See you next week, Tuesday, at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It with the Joneses. Come kick it with us again, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
See, baby, you're my little secret. tell, I won't tell, and that's how we gotta keep it.
Did anybody see ya coming to my house last night? When I got your message in my beeper that you wanna do everything I like. Alright, alright.
I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know, she that really turns me on.
Shit.